Chapter 2. Peter's Shadow. A week later, Mr. and Mrs. Darling were invited to a party down the street. Mrs. Darling came into the nursery and went from bed to bed singing to the children before they fell asleep. For a moment after Mr. and Mrs. Darling left the house, the night lights by the beds of the three children continued to burn brightly. But then Wendy's light blinked and gave such a yawn that the other two yawned also, and before they could close their mouths, all three of them went out. There was another light in the room now, 1,000 times brighter than the night light, and in the time we have taken to say this, it has been in all the drawers in the nursery looking for Peter's shadow, searching through the wardrobe and turning every pocket inside out. It was not really a light. It made this light by flashing about so quickly, but when it came to rest for a second, you saw that it was a fairy, no larger than your hand. It was a girl called Tinkerbell, dressed in a beautiful tree leaf. A moment after the fairy's entrance, the window was blown open and Peter dropped in. He had carried Tinkerbell part of the way, and his hand was still covered in fairy dust. "Tinkerbell," he called softly, after making sure that the children were asleep. "Tink, tell me, where do you think they put my shadow?" A lovely tinkle, like the sound of golden bells, answered him. It was fairy language. Tinkerbell said that the shadow was in the big box. She meant the chest of drawers, and Peter jumped at the drawers, throwing their contents all over the floor with both hands. In a moment he had found his shadow, and he was so delighted that he didn't realize he had shut Tinkerbell in the drawer. Peter thought that he and his shadow, when brought near each other, would join together like drops of water. When they did not, he was shocked. He tried to stick it on with soap from the bathroom, but that didn't work either. He became very sad and sat on the floor and cried. His sobs woke Wendy, and she sat up in bed. She was not alarmed to see a stranger crying on the nursery floor. She was only pleasantly interested. "Boy," she said politely, "why are you crying?" Peter didn't answer. Instead, he asked, "What's your name?" "Wendy Angela Darling," she replied. "What's your name?" "Peter Pan." He didn't really need to tell her this. She was already sure that he was Peter. She asked where he lived. "Second to the right," said Peter, "and then straight on till morning." "What a funny address." "No, it isn't," he said. "I mean," Wendy said nicely, remembering that she was the hostess, "is that what they put on letters to you?" He wished she had not mentioned letters. "I don't get any letters," he said sadly. "But your mother gets letters, doesn't she?" "I don't have a mother," he said. Not only did he not have a mother, but he certainly didn't want one. Wendy, however, felt at once that this was very tragic. "Oh, Peter, no wonder you were crying," she said. "I wasn't crying about mothers," he said rather angrily. "I was crying because I can't get my shadow to stick on. Besides, I wasn't crying." "Has it come off?" Then Wendy saw the shadow on the floor and felt sorry for Peter. "How awful," she said. But she smiled when she saw that the boy had been trying to stick it on with soap. "Just like a boy." Fortunately, she knew at once what to do. "It must be sewn on," she said. "What's sewn?" he asked. "You're terribly ignorant." "No, I'm not. I shall sew it on for you," she said, and she got out her needle and thread, and she sewed the shadow onto Peter's foot. "It might hurt a little," she warned him. "Oh, I won't cry," said Peter, who was acting like he had never cried in his life. And as Wendy sewed on the shadow, Peter did his very best not to cry even one tear, and soon his shadow was behaving properly, though it was a little wrinkled. "Perhaps I should have ironed it," Wendy said. But Peter, like a boy, didn't care how he looked. He was now jumping about, full of joy. "How old are you?" Wendy asked. Peter stopped dancing. "I don't know," he replied nervously, "but I am quite young." He really knew nothing about it. "Wendy," he added, "I ran away the day I was born." Wendy was quite surprised, but interested. "It was because I heard my father and mother," he explained in a quiet voice, "talking about what I was to be when I became a man." "I don't ever want to be a man," he said with passion. "I want to always be a little boy and to have fun. So I ran away to Kensington Gardens and lived a long time among the fairies." Wendy looked at him with admiration, and he thought it was because he had run away. But it was really because he knew the fairies. She began to ask him a lot of questions about fairies, which Peter found rather boring. To Peter, fairies were annoying, always getting in his way and causing trouble.